We have about 54 minutes left of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Thursday afternoon. You know, we've been talking about Giving Hearts Day, and today is Giving Hearts Day. It's a way to give money online to nonprofit charitable organizations around town. And we've been talking about the impactgiveback.org website, and that's still a simple way to do it. But to make it even easier, so you have to type in so many letters, you have to remember so much, you can go to kfgo.com. Just type in kfgo.com, go to the homepage, and there is a link on our homepage.
It's right under the quick links. If you go to the right side of the homepage, go down right under the quick links.
Yes.
There's going to be a picture that says Giving Hearts Day. And in that picture, the Impact Foundation, Dakota Medical Foundation, and a button that says Donate Now. Click that button. It'll take you right to impactgiveback.org.
KFGO.com, right side of the homepage. Find the Donate button. Click on that for impactgiveback.org. And every $10 donation or more is matched by the Dakota Medical Foundation. And I'm partial to the Humane Society, which is not in any way connected, trust me on this, to the National Humane Society. It is not. It's a local organization. I want to welcome in somebody that we haven't had a chance to talk to for a while on the Mike McFeely Show, and that's my bad. I need to apologize for that. I want to welcome in Minnesota State Senator Kent Eakin of Twin Valley, Minnesota, to KFGO. Hello, Senator Eakin. How are you on this fine February day?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
You know what? I'm excited because the Minnesota legislature is going to kick off pretty soon, believe it or not. And I think some exciting things are going to be happening in the legislature because of what I talked about before. And that's that Minnesota is in pretty good financial shape right now compared to the way things have been for the past 10 or 15 years.
Right. And the statistics show that Minnesota is one of the fastest growing economies in the country right now. Our unemployment is among the lowest, and so things are moving in the right direction. And as a result of the growing economy here in the state, we are finally getting out of this cycle of deficits, which we've been in for the last decade. We're actually going to be facing a surplus this year, and so there will be some discussion about how to deal with that, what the best use would be of that. I know the governor has brought up repealing some of the business-to-business taxes, also pursuing some middle-class tax cuts. There's also discussion about the possibility of increasing the funding and investment in long-term care for people with disabilities and seniors in their homes by a 5% increase. And that's a bill that I'm carrying, so that's one of my top priorities this year. And there'll be a lot of other issues being discussed as well, as far as again how that money should be used. There's been discussion too about putting more in the rainy day fund for when we face difficult times, so that we can weather those times. But there will be a lot of discussion as the session moves forward on that issue.
Let's go one by one on this, because you rattled off about four or five different things that might be happening. Let's start with the idea of the business-to-business tax and the farm equipment tax. That was passed in the most recent legislature last year, carried by the DFL, those taxes. I like the idea, Senator Eakin, of repealing some of those business-to-business taxes. If the money is already there, if we're doing okay in Minnesota, then I think we can shed some of those taxes. I like that. What do you think as a state senator?
Yeah, I think that's certainly one of the things that we should be looking at. I think that you know, you mentioned the tax on farm equipment repair work. That's something that I think definitely should be repealed. We should look at the other business to business as well. But if we're looking at tax relief, we should also be looking at property tax relief. So I think, you know, that funding for local government aid, for instance, which is property tax relief for our businesses and our farms and our homeowners out here in rural Minnesota, that too should be part of the mix if we're discussing that. And I do, however, again, also think on the 5%, that's one of my top priorities this year as well, to make sure that they're treated the same as the folks in the nursing homes were treated. Last year, I carried a bill for a 5% increase for nursing homes and nursing home workers, and we succeeded in that. And I also was carrying a bill for a 5% for those who care for people with disabilities and for seniors in their homes. That got a 1% increase, but with the surplus this year, I think that we should be bringing them up to the same 5% level, treating them equal, And I think that it's long overdue because many of these individuals have not had pay increases for many years, and they're doing very difficult, very important work, and I think that they need to be compensated fairly for the work that they do.
Well, in a lot of ways, they're doing God's work is what they're doing, and I agree that they need to get a raise that they deserve, and it's even more important now, Senator Eakin, as you well know, and especially in some of these rural areas, because our population is aging, and this, you know, people are going to need long-term care. As you said earlier, they're going to need, you know, nursing home care, and we need good people and we need qualified people to work with our elderly population, whether they're our relatives or our friends or whomever. This is a big issue for the state of Minnesota and particularly rural Minnesota.
It is, especially out in the rural areas. I would agree where we have, aging demographics that are even more pronounced than they are in the metropolitan area of the state. So the needs are even greater in our area of the state. And as you said, these people are doing such important work for our communities and the families of these individuals. They don't just touch the lives of the individuals they're caring for, but their families and their communities as well. So I do think that this should be a top agenda item. And hopefully we have a good surplus forecasted in February now. The end of February and February 28th, I believe they're going to be coming out with a new forecast, and that's what we're going to base our budget on. And the last forecast projected that we're going to have over $1 billion surplus. I hope that holds. Matter of fact, it may even improve based on some of the most recent information that has been made available because of the growing economy. So I feel optimistic about that, And so those are some of the issues being discussed in regard to the surplus. And, of course, the other big issue this session is going to be the bonding bill. This is the capital investment year, the year when we sell bonds to invest, to raise the revenue necessary to invest in our infrastructure. Those are things like our roads and our bridges, our
flood protection,
colleges, universities,
flood protection.
Yeah.
And, even though it wasn't included in the governor's proposal, I think that we need to fix that, in my opinion.
Right. I agree. And that's actually objective number one on the bonding issue for me is to get the bonding dollars necessary to finish up the flood mitigation projects in Moorhead and in Oakport and in other areas in the Red River Valley. That's the most basic need that we're facing here in the Red River Valley. And there's other issues, too, out there. I'm carrying the legislation for the flood mitigation for our area. I feel optimistic about that because I think we've got a very strong case to make for the need for these flood mitigation projects to be finished up, not just because of the protection of the communities, which is so vital, but also because of the flood insurance rates, the premiums that are going sky high right now. If we don't get that last piece of the flood mitigation projects completed, you're going to see the insurance premiums go sky high, and that's going to have a very detrimental impact on economic development in our area as well. So I think it's absolutely critical that we do get the dollars necessary to finish the flood mitigation projects in Moorhead, and hopefully in Oakport and other areas of the Red River Valley as well this year.
Senator Kent Eakin, Twin Valley, Minnesota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. The legislative session opens. What is the date when it opens, by the way, Senator?
It opens February 25th. So
oh,
it'll be
up
a
fast.
Week from next Tuesday is when we'll be starting.
Coming up incredibly fast. And what's refreshing for me as a Minnesota resident is that all of the discussions about this upcoming legislative session, they're about economic issues. They're about tax issues. They're about infrastructure issues. They're about bonding issues. It's the meat and potatoes, the stuff that matters that we're talking
right.
about. It's not about divisive social issues or voter issues. It's about things that matter in communities like Twin Valley or Ada or Moorhead or Dilworth or Wolverton or other places. And that to me, that's so refreshing.
Right. I agree. And, we were talking about the flood mitigation, and there's one thing that the governor did include in his bonding bill proposal was the diesel mechanic facilities at M-State. I think that's important to bring out, too, and that would be a great economic boon to our area as well. And the flood mitigation projects, as I said, in other areas of our district, the towns of Purley and Hendrum, for instance, one of the things that I'd like to work on is trying to get road raises for the levees that were built around their towns. I think that that's critically important as well to, again, getting that last piece of the flood mitigation projects done. So there's a lot of things that are on the agenda. Also, money in the bonding bill for fixing up, maintaining buildings at MSUM. So there's a lot of, like you said, Mike, bread and butter issues here that we're dealing with this year. And one other issue that would come up this year, too, the minimum wage issue, I believe, is also going to be a part of the mix.
We've had Representative Winkler on a couple of times out of Golden Valley to talk about that, and he has assured us that will come up and be part of the discussion as well. So that will happen.
Right. So.
Okay, Senator Eakin, thank you. And by the way, when you mentioned, you know, with the February forecast coming out, you referenced, you know, some good news in January. And I think what you were referencing was that January revenue was up in the state of Minnesota. It was even above projections for January. And I think that's part of what's giving you optimism that the long-term surplus is going to be even bigger come February 28th.
Right. I believe it was up by over $80 million. So, things are looking good. Things are moving in the right direction. So I feel optimistic. And it's nice to be out of that cycle of deficit mentality, that kind of, because we were kind of governing from one deficit crisis to another. Now we've got the ability to really start looking more long-term at long-term projects and policies that will have long-term benefits for our communities.
You got it, Senator. I am hoping to get down to the St. Paul Capitol a couple of times during the session, so we'll get back together then. And if you ever need anything, as always, give us a call at KFGO.
Yep, sounds great, Mike. Thanks so much.
You got it, Senator Kent Eakin, State Senator, Twin Valley, Minnesota.